Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who organized the lobbying trip, says the issue is very simple. Rising pension payments are driving municipalities to near bankruptcy.
We really are up against it. And we are going to have fewer services, we are going to have fewer employees, and in some cases, we are going to have higher taxes if this continues.
The mayor and other city and county leaders from Rochester, Syracuse, Westchester, and Suffolk say they've begun a bipartisan lobbying effort to back Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to enact a new benefit tier for public workers hired in the future. Cuomo's plan would have reduced pension payments and, for the first time, offer the option of a 401k-style plan. The mayors say they plan meetings with several key legislators, hoping to convince them to adopt the governor's plan, though Mayor Bloomberg had harsh words for the legislature's policy on pensions over the years.
We're tired of people blaming us for this. This is the legislature. They keep voting these benefits. They keep having the charade of a cap that isn't really a cap. They keep going on and having both sides of every single issue, and it just can't continue.
Bloomberg says when he first took office, annual pension costs were $1.5 billion a year. Now they are $8 billion annually. Rochester Mayor Tom Richards says while his city's pension payments are much lower than that, proportionately, they are just as devastating to his budget. He says by next year, all of the money collected in city property taxes will go for mandatory school and pension payments.
By this time next year, those two mandates will take all of our real property tax. We'll have none left. That doesn't make any sense.
State worker unions have opposed the proposed pension changes, saying future workers would see their retirement benefits reduced by as much as 40%. Or if they choose 401ks, they'll be subject to gyrations of the stock market. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney says the pension changes, though, are not directed against organized labor.
This isn't anti-labor.
Mahoney and the others say if they have to keep paying ballooning pension costs in the future, they'll hurt the labor market even more because there will be fewer opportunities to hire new employees.
The jobs will be gone. The families will be gone, the businesses will be gone if we don't do something about it.
Governor Cuomo has been saying in recent days that he is flexible on whether the 401k option needs to be included in a pension reform agreement with the legislature. He clarified his position on Wednesday.
This is not an abstract argument, pension reform. It's not a philosophical debate. It's about saving money. So I'm looking to enact those measures that save the greatest amount of money.
Cuomo says if the legislature can come up with an alternative plan that saves the $113 billion that the governor estimates can be saved in future decades, then he's willing to consider it. Mayor Bloomberg says he's not going to complicate Cuomo's efforts by insisting on the 401k option, but he says defined benefit plans have become largely unaffordable.
In the private sector, workers like the advantages of having choice, and in the private sector, virtually no company anymore can afford a defined benefit plan. That is just not literally possible for companies to survive.
Senate Republicans have said they are open to Cuomo's pension reform changes. Assembly Democrats have not yet committed to it, and some Democrats oppose the plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.